Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mr. Sycamore's place. 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 I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Come on. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place.
Hello, Internet world. It's your man, Mr. Sycamore. The man you all love that loves you back. It's Wednesday, July 5th. 2017, and you're tuned into Mr. Sycamore's place. I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. You know, fam, it is hump day, word up Wednesday. I'm sure some of y'all missed me saying that, but technically it's not word up Wednesday. It is a word up Wednesday, but this is not word up Wednesday because it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been able to come over here on Blog Talk and chop it up with y'all and, you know, and see what's going on and let y'all know what's going on. And that's what today's show is technically going to be about. It's going to be about, actually, where has Mr. Sycamore been? For those of you who were avid listeners and may feel that, you know, I ran off without any type of explanation. You know, we just had our final show that you all didn't know was the final show in November of 2016. So I do feel that I dropped the ball with that on y'all. And I am here to apologize for that. I'm also here to let you all know what's been going on since our last show, our last live show that was brought to you on November 8th, 2016. Almost, what, 9 months ago? Almost. 9 months. Let's see, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. But actually 3 days short of 8 months. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, before I get to any type of explanations and letting you all know what the deal is with Mr. Sycamore and what's been going on, I am going to keep it real to this show. As far as giving you a Bible verse, now, that's something that even if we don't have a traditional Mr. Sycamore's Place type of show, we are going to keep the Bible verse for those of you who need that, because we all need some spiritual guidance and some inspiration in our lives. So if you don't get it no other way and you don't get it from nowhere else, I'm just going to give a little bit to you right now. And the Bible verse that I'm going to give you today comes from 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, and it's the 11th verse. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. That was today's Bible verse. Once again, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 11, verse. And like I stated, a lot of us And when I say a lot of us, all of us need some spiritual guidance one way or another from someone, from many. Beware of false prophets and do not bow down and give praise to idol gods. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sycamore, Faith, where have I been? What have I been up to? What's been going on, Mr. Sycamore? You just left us, you know, you left us stranded, and we just lost, and we're wondering, are you okay? Is everything all right? Is there something we should be worried about, concerned about? Well, the answer to that is Sycamore's okay. Especially if you can hear my voice, you got to know I'm okay. I don't sound too bad, you know. At least I don't think I do. But yeah, everything is cool. Everything is cool. I have to let you know that the reason that you all hadn't been hearing from Mr. Sycamore or from Mr. Violet Purple, from Kevin Blair, Maria Rory, who were part of the discussion panel that used to come on Tuesday. The reason you haven't been hearing from any of us since the 8th of November of 2016 is because I have to admit, see, a lot of you don't know this, Mr. Sycamore's Place has been on the air since February of 2013. And when I first started the show, 30-minute show, actually, I was Monday through Friday. I was working, you know. If I'm not mistaken, my time frame at that time was, excuse me, my time frame at that time was 4:30 or 6:30. I want to say it was 4:30. But, yeah, I mean, I was working it. You know, I've seen all these people or heard all these people in syndication on the radio. You know, you all know all the big names that have the syndicated morning shows. And Mr. Sycamore had been told about this place called Blog Talk Radio. And, I've always been into music and love talk radio as well. And I just said, you know what, let me try this thing out. And I can't say I've been going at it strong, but I've been going at it long. I've been going at it for, a lot of you might say that 4 years ain't that long, but you just don't understand. It's not just getting on there talking, unless that's just what you do. So I have formats and I have topics and all that type of stuff. So it's not that easy, but started out as a 30-minute program. Was working on my own. And then, not only was I working on my own, I finally brought Miss Divinely Purple in, and she became my co-host with the most. And as the years passed, you know, I wanted to upgrade the show to where I could put some music into the show. And you know, and I wanted it more than 30 minutes. So those 30 minutes used to just fly by so quickly. It flew by so quickly. And I just, you know, say, you know what? Getting the 30 minutes for free is fine and dandy. I want to upgrade this thing. I want to get it longer formatted. I want to be able to, you know, add some music to the equation. And, you know, I want to do more for the show is what I wanted to do. So what a lot of you don't know is that when you upgrade, it costs money. Yeah, you get more perks. You get a whole lot more perks, but it costs. And so Mr. Sycamore started paying the money to get this show into our format. And it was fine. It was lovely. Even though I didn't get and still hadn't got the following that I wanted, it was okay to pay the money to do the show. And I cut it down, believe me, from 5 days a week to 3 days a week. Actually 4 days a week. I was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was Must Be Monday, Toast to Tuesday, Word Up Wednesday, and Saturdays, you know, like what's the haps, what's going on with you on Saturday, you know. And Sister Violet Purple, she had her things that she had to do. My J.O.B. was keeping me overtime, past time that I was supposed to leave, and it was making me have to miss out on a lot of the Mr. Sycamore's Place episodes. I'd have to give you all replays. And as long as I was keeping y'all, you know, occupied, it seemed fine, but to me I was feeling selfish because, for one, I was giving you all replays. Some of you had heard the show before, some of you, it had been new shows. And I know you watch reruns on TV, but, you know, with talk radio, it's a little different, I would think, at least with some people, with me. And not only was I giving you replays, I was paying. And I felt that if I was going to be paying, I needed to give you all some fresh content at all times. So what I did was, you know, it was a tough decision. You know, I brought Maria Rory and KB on, and we had a discussion panel on Tuesdays, and it was a wonderful thing. And, I mean, we were actually just getting started with that thing, and it was just a fresh, new format that was brought to the show, and it was lovely. People loved it. Even though they loved it, they would tell me how much they loved it on social media, but you love the idea, but you're not listening to the show. So I wasn't getting that support. I wasn't getting the following that I thought I was going to get, and it wasn't a big following I was looking for. I just didn't even have a core base. When I first started, I did. But there were a few things that went through, you know, personal things that had me away from the show for about 8 months. And, you know, right about the same time as it is now. And once I came back, my core base was gone. And so trying to get that following back, it was, you know, tedious. And I didn't even get back the core base that I had, which was small from the beginning. And so the money that I was putting into doing the show, with me not getting donations from people, or even if you didn't want to give donations, you could have listened to the show, which was, you know, and kept, you know, following the show, and that would have helped out. So I just didn't get that following. I just didn't get those people, you know, that was like, you know, big ups, congratulations, good to see you back. But, you know, you were saying that, but I could tell that I wasn't getting those people actually listening to the show, because I could see the readings and the listening live or archives. So some of those people were, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, so to speak, because they weren't actually listening. And I ain't mad at them. You know, life goes on. But to kind of break it down, what I've been doing since Mr. Sycamore's Place here on Blog Talk, and I must admit, I love Blog Talk Radio. It was my first platform. I wish it could still be my platform, but like I said, it got to the point that we're paying for the show monthly and not getting the following to help keep me going was starting to hurt my pockets. Not my feelings, but my pockets. So, you know, I've actually had a few people saying, are you coming back? Are you coming back? I had things going on, and like I said, I understand that. I had things going on, which is, you know, outside of the paying part. I had things going on that was preventing me from being true to the show in a sense of giving you my all. That's another reason why I pulled it. I don't want to be half-stepping on something that has my title on it or my brand on it or, you know, my livelihood on it. And so what I've been kind of doing now is I've been doing my thing over on YouTube. Miss Divinely Purple, she's doing her thing over on YouTube. You can go to Miss Divinely Purple on YouTube. That's her page. She has a lot going on over there. And it's mainly for women. It's for everybody, but it's mainly for women. But my page, Mr. Sycamore, not Mr. Sycamore's Place, Mr. Sycamore. You can go find me over on YouTube. And I have a variety of videos that I have on YouTube. And but my core that I'm putting my time into is you check my playlist, and my playlist that's entitled WIT, WIT, which is short for What I Think. That's my Mr. Sycamore's Place type of format that I have over on my YouTube channel. Speaking of my YouTube channel, now that I've told you how to find me, Mr. Sycamore, over on YouTube, go over there, check me out, subscribe to my channel. Start following me. Listen to my videos. Watch my videos. Like my videos. Share my videos. Comment on my videos. The WIT platform, What I Think. I'm vlogging about local stuff from where I'm from, stuff from the United States, and global stuff, stuff that's trending on the internet. When I said trending on the internet, it may not be on a news site. It may be something I've seen from other people who posted videos, and WIT is what WIT is, What I Think. So I might have watched someone else's video and did a video of my own to let you know what I think of that situation. You know, not to rebuke or refute or to go against what other people say if they have that type of video, but just to give you my perspective on it. And, you know, I have videos, and at one point I was uploading those videos on Sunday. I was trying to be dedicated to putting out a video every Sunday. But I switched that up to, you know, sometimes I may not be able to get to upload it on that Sunday. But what I am doing is I'm uploading a WIT video at least once a week. So that means you'll get at least 4 WIT videos a month. Now, WIT is not the only thing that I have on my YouTube channel. Like I said, I have a variety of videos and things on my YouTube channel. I also have a couple of, you know, past shows on there. And, you know, I have some videos of a couple of functions that I might have done, because Mr. Sycamore has Most Style Inclusive Music, for those of you who don't know. Most Style Inclusive Music, that's my company. And we have, you know, I'm a DJ, and so we DJ, we have photography, we have personalized, customized apparel, personalized glasses, mugs, that type of thing. We do photography, and so I have a variety of videos about that. I give, like, updates about my company. I have, you know, some unbox or some unbox videos. You know, I have some ASMR videos. Now, you say, what is ASMR? I say the same thing, and I'm still kind of saying the same thing. Excuse me, ASMR. A lot of people say they're videos that people watch to relax. Now, I'm that type of person that A lot of nights, I will put on Heavy Rain and Thunder. Excuse me. I put on Heavy Rain and Thunder audio to relax me to go to sleep. Now, it's not like I really need that, because I can close my eyes, but I'm not even sleepy, and go to sleep. You know, thank God I don't have that problem of insomnia or anything like that. But I'm a country boy, and I grew up in the country, and when it rains real heavy, and we used to have those tin roofs, and that sound of that rain coming down on that tin, and those window panes, real window panes, glass window panes, it was a wonderful sound, especially in the wintertime when the heat was in the house. Not summer heat, but just that heat from the cold outside. It was just a wonderful thing. And so I've always loved the sound of rain when it's coming down, and you can hear that light thunder. I didn't like that heavy light and stuff, but so I listen to that sometimes to put me to sleep and to relax me. And that's what a lot of people say ASMR is, and it's videos to where I've watched. And when I looked at it, I mean, to me it was hilarious. A lot of the videos were hilarious. Some of them I was like, what in the world? You know, people just making sounds and noises and whispering. And I'm like, you know what? Mr. Sycamore is a comedian. I'm a comedian without a stage. I do my little comedy thing. You know, so I said, let me do a couple of ASMR videos and, you know, and see if people gravitate to mine, because to me it's just funny. And if they're looking at others, why not put my comedic genius behind some ASMR video? So I have, you know, some ASMR videos, some PSAs on the company. Like I said, wit is my main format for what I think. I have some videos of like I said, some past events or whatever I've done, you know. And I have some of me just acting a fool. I have to say to you people, the term "you only live once" is true. Now, I know I'm having some slick 50 people out there. I say, well, I know somebody who died on the table and they brought them back to life, so they actually live twice. Okay, if you want to be, you know, considered Alex, then, you know, I can call you Alex. I can call you more than that. But you only live once. So that life that you have, try to enjoy it. And enjoy it in a positive manner. You have to be patient. Now, I don't care how much money you have, to where you can go out and get everything that you think you want. I don't care how much you're being spoiled. You don't have a dime, but you're being spoiled by someone, and they're giving you everything you think you want. I've heard people say, well, I don't know what to give them. They got everything they want. See, those people get bored. And then getting bored, you want something to do. You just don't know what to do. There's always something to do. Trust, there's always something to do. Now, you may, Mr. Sycamore, I may get tired, but I don't get bored. I get tired, but I don't get bored. Because, like I said, there's always something to do. Now, you just have to have faith. And patience and faith is one and the same. And even though I've been doing Mr. Sycamore's Place since February of 2013, and I've had my gaps where the show went on hiatus like it is now, I still have the faith that someone's going to gravitate to this and my YouTube channel and my company, because I don't have a big following in anything. My company is not a big brand, but it is a brand, and I'm still pushing. I'm not giving up on it because I know the Lord has it fit for me to make it. And if I give up on it, then I'm doing myself an injustice. It's not the Lord, it's me. So you got to have faith, and you got to smile and laugh. Like I said, some of those videos that I have on my YouTube channel, I'm dancing and acting up, and I have a one, you know, where I'm in a comedy club, and well, actually a sports bar, and I'm doing my little comedy thing, and I'm sorry that you can't really see it. Bad audio lighting that was when it was recorded. But You got to have fun, people. You got to enjoy and do it all in a positive manner. Leave all that negativity behind. Negativity ain't nothing but stress kills. And unless you're just ready to die, then you know. But for those of you who want to live and enjoy yourself, you got to do it. Now, to answer you all's question the best as I can about is the show coming back to Blog Talk Radio? I don't know. I'd love to. But at the moment, it's going to have to be the 30-minute shows. Like today is going to be back to the freebies. And I can already tell you I'm not going to be doing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I'm probably going to be doing it once every other week. You can expect at least two shows from me a month over here on Blog Talk. It may grow to bigger than that. I don't know. I'm still kind of lost on that. But right now, YouTube is my format. And like I said, go over on YouTube and check out my YouTube channel and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm Mr. Sycamore over on YouTube. And like I said, Mr. Violet Purple, she's over on YouTube. So check out her channel as well over on YouTube, Mr. Violet Purple. Subscribe to her channel as well. And I want you all to just think about life and think about all the goodness that you've had in your lifetime and just know that there's still goodness and greatness yet to come. Your life is not over yet. So whatever you have the capability of doing, do it. Some people will help you, some won't. Don't get discouraged when those that you think are going to help you don't help you, because if you let that bring you down and you get those expectations of they should owe their family, they should owe their friends, they should owe because we're the same race. If you don't get it, then that's okay. Because as I tell people all the time, God got my back. And ain't nobody greater than G-O-D. You can believe that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to Mr. Sycamore's Place. I know this was an unexpected show, but I wanted to try to update you all and let you all know what was going on a little bit with me. And the next show, we'll do a little short topic. Go back and do some things of the old. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here. And as I always say in closing, I want you to keep your head up, stay focused, and always let your good times outweigh your bad times. Good night, everyone.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow.
You can
temporary layoff.